Hi, it's me, Pam Sidhu, here at Sudbury Radio. Now, it's a spooky time of year. We've got lots of spooky tales that are around. Well, here is another one that we're going to speak to you about today. It is the spooky tale of the moment. It is the film Bonnie and Clyde and the House on the Cliff. And joining me today here on Sudbury Radio is the lead actor, Priyanshu Chatterjee. Hi, Priyanshu.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for having me. And, hope you had a great Halloween.
Thank you. Well, it, as I said, spooky time of year, right? And this tale is a very spooky one.
Well, it is. It's a horror movie. It is supposed to be that. It's a paranormal thriller. So it's a paranormal investigative thriller, which Barun Rai, as the parapsychologist, is investigating a series of deaths in this particular place, which is a cliff where, you know, people have been dying, jumping off the cliff. So he goes there to investigate what the local police has so far not been able to find. It's set in the 70s. All of it shot in the UK, made by a UK resident. Sam Bhattacharjee is the director. And I play the role of Barun Rai, the detective.
A lot of information there, Priyanshu. But as you just said, British film. This is one of ours. And it's supposed to be inspired by true events, right?
Well, that's what I was told. I was given the script and that's what the script said. So, you know, we just went by with it.
So in this film, you, of course, play the main role, Bonnie Wright. You can see the unseen. You can see things that normal people can't see. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, so this guy is supposed, Bonnie Wright, the detective, the parapsychologist, as they call him. He's supposed to have these, he's sort of a clairvoyant. So, you know, he deals in the realm of the unknown and the spirit world and all of that. And he can see them and he can talk to them, interact with them. And they share with him, you know, their history, their story. And that's how he uncovers what's happening in this dimension, which, you know, where the normal man lives. So that's sort of his superpower.
Mm, well, what a superpower indeed. So basically, you're playing the role of a Ghostbuster, right? And
that's what he does.
You're seeing dead people in the film. Mm. And you mentioned then that people are falling to their deaths off the cliff. So you go and you investigate. But I'm really intrigued. You know, we hear about a lot of spooky stories. To hear about this one, but it's done with people like yourself, Bollywood actors here. The film is in English though, right?
It's an English film, yes. But there's just the three of us, three actors from India, in fact.
Yeah.
The rest of the actors are all from UK.
Yeah.
There's Siddharth Makkar and Naira Banerjee. And,
yes.
But the rest of the cast and crew is all from UK. You know, there's Tony Richardson, Sean Dixon, George Dawson. So the rest of the cast is all, you know, UK.
And they're familiar faces for us. And of course, you're a familiar face for us as well. But in this role, you know, with it being based on true events, as you mentioned, you saw that it was there in the script that it was based on true events. So was it initially Indians that went and did the ghost busting in this place, so to speak?
No, that's not how it plays out in the script. It's just this detective Barun Rai has been called to investigate this. And there is an Indian couple who's staying in that vicinity, in that area. And they are spooked by the incidents that are happening, that are taking place in that area. And so they approach the local police and the local police notifies this chap. So that's how there's one Indian family that's involved, but the rest of them are all, British, UK, Gore.
Yes. And what was that like for you, doing a British production as an actor?
It was, on many counts, it was very, there were many firsts for me in this movie because A, I'd never been to UK, I'd never shot there, never worked with anybody from there. B, the genre of this movie, which is horror, I've never done a horror movie, and so in that sense, it was completely new to me, but it was a very nice experience working with the cast and crew from UK. Very warm, very professional, lovely to work with, and there was always tea breaks, so which we as Indians also love. So it was good, yeah. Bada maza aaya, matlab it was fabulous, yeah.
Desi cha bhi aapko mili? Did you actually get the proper desi tea?
Bilkul desi cha, sari cha pitiya si.
Well, this is it now. We're such a multicultural society here in Britain. And it's great that our people are also being shown in films, like you're saying, an Indian couple and yourself in there. And it's interesting that it's the first time that you came to the UK to shoot here. But what would you say to people about going and watching this film? What can they get from this film?
You know, both in terms of, you go to a new place and you come back and all your friends and family are like, oh, how was it? They're like, yeah, it's a horror movie. There's a lot of VFX. There's a lot of make-believe, which I'm glad that Sam was doing it because that's his forte. He's a VFX guy.
Yes.
And it was interesting because then now you have two directors on set. There is Sam as director and there's a VFX team who's telling you, that's the blue screen, that's the marking, that's the limitation. You can't go beyond that or, you know, whatever. They restrict your movement or they allow space. So all that was new, exciting. At the same time, when I tell my people, you know, it was a great experience. I've never done this before, you know, fighting with, you know, make-believe ghosts, blue screen. At the same time, when I tell you, it's such a beautiful place. Such a beautiful place. You know, I would love to visit, whether it's for work or for holiday. It's, you know, you just put the camera anywhere and the architecture, the weather. We shot in the month of, I was there from October, November to early December.
Right.
And it started getting like brutally cold, but it was so scenic and we shot all over UK. So I got to see a lot of it.
Oh.
It's picturesque. It's so lovely. I love it. I envy you guys, man. Really.
So you'll be moving here soon then, right, Priyanshu? No. We'll be seeing a lot more British films from you.
Well, let's hope good work. But yeah, it's such a, you know, I love the place. I love the food, the people, the warmth. It was very nice.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I completely agree with you, but I am biased. The UK is a very, very beautiful place. But I have to say, just seeing you on the cover, the picture, you know, the movie photo for this, you look really scary. I can imagine what the film is going to be like. So for all of those people that love their horrors, that love their thrillers, this is one for us as British Asians. It's the perfect mix. It is available in cinemas now. And we're looking forward to seeing you there on the big screen, Priyanshu. So thank you so much for talking to us here at Subrush Radio today.
Thank you, Pam. I hope I gave you enough information and, you know, whatever you needed. And have a great New Year's, Christmas, and the rest of the year. Stay safe. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.